forward to whatever's about to go on next. I don't know.
What'd you think about the coach playing for Coach Caldwell?
What you mean? What I thought about the plan?
Yeah. What was it like playing for him?
Oh man, that was the best coach you could have had coming into the league. I've heard stories about some horrible people. So, and Caldwell was a good guy. I mean, to all of us, So, just what kind of person he is and what kind of person he will forever be to any of us. So, that's how it goes.
What is this offseason entail for you?
I don't know. I look forward to it. Whatever's about to happen, whatever is coming up next, I look forward to it.
How did you find out about the fight?
How do you find out everything 9 days? Yeah. And my mom yelling it upstairs at 7 in the morning.
Finished the season really, really strong. When you go into the offseason, what is it that you
I don't know, man. I don't know. I feel like my successes came from the amount of targets that ended up changing for me, which allowed me to be a better person. The way they started to utilize me going into the end of the year, which allowed me to do what I do best. And I just feel like that was the best possible thing for me, and it worked out. And hopefully we continue that so that, you know, my whole season goes the way it ended instead of just the ending of the season. So. Pretty much it.
Are you confident that, you know, Bob Quinn understands the rest of the personnel? You know, your role is going to be could be vested for an explosive offense.
Yeah, I don't know what Bob Quinn thinks. You know, I really don't. I've known Bob Quinn for all of a year, so you know, it's just I don't know. I look forward to, like I said, I just look forward to seeing what's about to happen next, whether it includes me or doesn't. We'll just go from there.
What was it like having Quinn sort of lead the meeting today?
He did a good job. You know, it was my first time ever hearing him really talk for a long period of time. It was a good job.
What was the message you left behind?
He just said some really nice things. As a general manager, when most of your life is full with bad things, so he's. You know, he just pretty much told us what he's looking forward to doing and the future of this team and what he has in mind, and pretty much just, you know, gave us something to look forward to. That's pretty much it.
What would that be? That you
you ain't getting that out of Ebron.
Come on. Oh, my God.
You said you found out on Twitter, you know, your mom said it to you, too.
Yeah.
What went through your mind when you heard it?
I don't know. Still trying to recover from my New Year's turn up with my family, so I kind of just sat there and was just like, oh yeah, whatever at that moment. But then when I woke up, I was like, okay, my guy is gone. So it kind of was a shock, man, because Caldwell's been good to all of us, man. And I mean, it just hurts for what kind of person he is, and you know what kind of person he is. I think everybody does. And for someone to, you know, not be and have a job, it's kind of hard to think about it. I'm pretty sure he's always told us he'll be okay. So, strong dude, he'll be fine.
Did you have a sense of that in the locker room after the game?
I didn't. It was just too much joy for, you know, this team and us going out there and playing the way we did, and, you know, ending the season on a good note. You know, we didn't really pay much attention to the outcome of the season. We just enjoyed that one.
He was always, Cole was always one of your strongest supporters, most consistent supporters. Mm-hmm. Year in, year out, even during the struggles.
Mm-hmm.
How much are you going to be able to, are you going to miss that, be able to, you know, keep progressing as a player without support?
Yeah, I'll continue to progress as a player as long as, you know, they allow me to. And Caldwell was just a positive through all the negative, and that's kind of what he helped me, you know, get through. It's because it's too much negative, and he just was a positive guy. So he helped me understand, you know, the bright spots through the struggle, and that was pretty much it.
You said you're not quite sure if you're part of the plan going forward.
I don't know. We'll see.
Why would you doubt that?
I don't know. I'm not confident upon what's going to happen next. Just leaves. Like I said, I'm about to just go back and just see what happens. And they have till March, and to fully understand, or for me to fully understand what my plan is going forward, and we'll just go from there.
Well, you're going to play somewhere in 2018. Do you want it to be in Detroit? If you have
control? I'm going to play somewhere in 2018, whether it's here or somewhere else, but I'll be playing football, and that's really all I care about.
Does it matter to you, the scheme and, you know, how you fit in the offense? Or
it does. It does, because I am obviously a different style of tight end, so the scheme is what makes most players. So, but whatever it is, I'll adjust to it. I've always have, always will, and just go from there.
Do you feel like this scheme and this offense was right for you?
I do. Has it always been used right? I don't. But do I think it's a right scheme and the right offense, especially with the quarterback we have? Of course.
You think with Cooter, Stafford, you, what's a good fit for you?
Yeah, I think so. I think Jim Bob's done a fantastic job with us. Would love for him to have another year with us and see how it goes, just simply because, you know, we know his offense, and, you know, he's getting a better understanding of us the more and more, you know, he is here. So we'll just see how that goes.
Now, you got a lot of targets yesterday, and Matt said after the game, it seemed like you guys were on the wrong page mm-hmm. most of the game. Was that kind of a different
– If we was on the right page, damn, I probably would have went for 200 yards, but we just couldn't get it.
Reading the wrong book.
I think I was still on the front cover, and Matt was already halfway through the book. So we'll figure it out. Pretty sure he'll invite me to Atlanta again, and we'll toss the ball around for a few. But we'll see how that goes.
Eric, you were really able to raise the level of your play, especially the last few weeks.
You missed that part, bro. Huh? You missed that part.
What did you attribute that to
specifically? Just the offensive coordinator utilizing me in different ways and allowing me to be the playmaker that I am. I think I attribute that to, you know, his schemes these last couple of weeks and him, you know, just allowing me to do what I do to get open and make plays.
Did you request more targets, or was that something you voiced?
I didn't say nothing.
Just kind of happened naturally?
I don't say a lot. It might seem like I don't. I mean, you guys, you know. But I don't say much. I just stay to myself and just let it happen.